Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Valerie Molyneux, President and CEO of VitFriends Vitiligo Support Community. We are a nationally recognized support organization with groups throughout the U.S. and with connections in Africa, Cuba, and moving slowly into the Caribbean. And so we're excited to be supporting the community globally, if you will. And we come to you every so often with our podcast, which can now be heard on iHeartRadio, the nation's largest radio broadcasting system. We're also on Spotify, and we're on Apple Podcasts. And so, again, my name is Valerie Molyneux, and it's my program is entitled The Journey with Vitiligo. And we want to let you know that our podcasts are now being sponsored by My Vitiligo Team. Please get a look at them. They are not like your Facebook or your Instagram. It's the social media spot that's just designated for vitiligo, and we're honored that they have done their research and found that we are worthy to be sponsored by them. We're so, so excited. As far as a bit of news, we want to let you know that we are delighted to welcome on board Houston Vitiligo Awareness Movement will now be a VitFriends group, as well as we have VitFriends Dallas, brand new, coming on board within the last 30 days. And so we're excited about our growth and what's happening with us. And finally, want to let you know that with schools preparing to reopen, and there's some rules and regulations about how things are going to happen, we're not going to worry about that. We'll let the other parts of the government or whatever worry about that, school leadership, district leadership to worry about that. Here's what we worry about. Our concern is for the children and getting into their hands, those with vitiligo, and even the school itself, elementary school. We're gearing up and preparing, seeking sponsors to continue our book project. We're delighted to report that our book project has seen about 50 right now, books placed into elementary schools across the U.S., books about vitiligo. We give one to the classroom or one to the library and one to the child in the class with vitiligo, make them a presentation. So that program, if you want full details about it, if you want to sponsor it, please let us know. That's what we're looking for with the school year getting ready to kick off. We want to get books out there. And with that in mind, today my special guest is Audrey Stockham, and she is from Illinois. She's an author. She's a vitiligo person. And so it is my delight and my pleasure to welcome Audrey. Audrey, welcome to VitFriends Podcast. How are you?
I am well, Valerie. Thank you. It's also my delight and my pleasure to be on your podcast today.
Well, it's so good to have you. I've been wanting to know your story from a couple of years ago when you wrote me and you sent a book or what have you. So it's been a little while. So tell me, if you will, let my audience know, who is Audrey Stockham? Tell us about yourself as much as you'd like to tell us.
Yeah, absolutely. So I live in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. I'm not terribly far from where I grew up in Mount Prospect, Illinois. And, you know, I've had vitiligo over 20 years now.
Wow.
Yes. I know, long time. So no one else in my family has vitiligo, and I've tried many, many treatments, and they've all worked to some extent. So having it 20 years has given me opportunity to try a lot of different things. you know, everything from protopics, pseudocatalase, phototherapy, steroids. I went to the Dead Sea. And, of course, near and dear to my heart, vitamins.
Wow. You've even gone to the Dead Sea. My goodness. What prompted that?
Yes, so I heard about climatotherapy. So the vitiligo treatment, it's also used for other disorders like psoriasis and eczema. Mm-hmm. And at the Dead Sea, it's below sea level. The bad UVB rays are filtered out, and you get the best part of the light spectrum. And so you bathe in the Dead Sea, has the highest concentration of minerals of any body of water on Earth. Nothing can live in it. That's why it's called the Dead Sea.
Wow.
And then I also used pseudocatalase. So I've heard about many people going there for their vitiligo, having successful repigmentation that even continued after they returned home, where new spots of new color continue to pop up in their white spots. And I was so excited by what I saw in their photographs and heard. So I went in 2014. I went for 10 days. They really recommend that you go for a month, but all I could do was 10 days. And I had great success at the Dead Sea. We can do a whole podcast on the Dead Sea.
I know. We would have to reschedule. Definitely. I want to know more. You have my antennas coming up right now listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you've tried everything there is to try. And I do my calculation. So you're starting 2021. Mine was right behind you. Mine was 2002. Yours was 2001. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes.
And so... Before seeing this, you said you were the only one in your family. Did you know about vitiligo?
No, I did not. That's a great question. I started getting large white patches on my hands. Someone told me it was vitiligo. I went to a number of doctors and dermatologists who confirmed, yes, this is vitiligo. And mostly they said, be glad you don't have cancer and learn to live with it.
Wow.
And I know, yes, very, very disheartening. The popular treatment at the time was PUVA, and PUVA is still around, but actually one I haven't tried. I'm into holistic health. So I started doing my own research, and I started going to the library, finding books and articles, reading everything down to the footnote, and then I would have the librarian get the books and research articles referenced in the footnotes on interlibrary loan. So they were bringing in books from university libraries and research articles, and I would read those, and I kept researching. I wrote down all the information, and I put it into a patent application, which became a patent, and my product, Refluor Vitamins. And that information also went into my two books.
Wow. So books, as you talk about books, when did writing, were you a child loving to write? When did writing begin for you that led you to this type of writing?
Yeah. As a child, I loved reading. The writing came about because there is a need for this information.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many studies. Yeah, there's so many studies I discovered through this process showing that people with vitiligo can be deficient in certain vitamins. Mm-hmm. And there were also other studies showing that people repigmented using vitamins. And I had never heard this till I dug that deep into the research. So I think part of the motivation of the writing, or a big motivation of the writing, was to take this information that wasn't well known and make it more available to people. And also translating this really technical, you know, some of it was written in a very scientific way, translating it into more user-friendly language to make it usable and accessible for people.
So I know of one book, but are you saying you said books? So how many books have you done, and how many vitamins?
Yes, great. That's right, because I donated to your book drive in 2019.
Right. Yes, you did.
Right. So you're aware. Yes. So the use of vitamin therapy for the treatment of vitiligo is the book you know. The other book, Vitiligo Vitamin and Nutritional Therapy, and that's probably why you don't know about it, is only available as an ebook.
Okay.
And that has a lot of the articles that I wrote. I wrote articles for the Vitiligo Society of the United Kingdom, the National Vitiligo Foundation, which started in the 80s and closed in 2008. And I also wrote
Ohio,
articles.
I think.
Yes, their last location was Ohio. They started in Tyler, Texas, and then moved to Ohio. And then I wrote many articles for the American Vitiligo Research Foundation when they had an active newsletter. So that book has a lot of those articles that I've written over the years. I don't know, more than 50 articles, I think. Then it also has a lot of other vitiligo information in there, just some good basic information for people.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, let's step into the vitamin lane for a minute. When I was first diagnosed, the only vitamin that came up in conversation was the lack of vitamin D. So let's begin there. What are we lacking? What should we have? Delve into vitamin for me, if you would.
Yeah, good. So I think vitamin D is a great starting point. So many people with vitiligo are deficient in vitamin D. And I think in general, our society, people in general have become deficient because we spend so much time inside. And they call it the sunshine vitamin, and your deficiency can easily be remedied by about 20 minutes of a day in the sun. So that addresses vitamin D. So, you know, what are the ingredients in the product, and what did I find? You know, the big three that many people, and I won't say all, with vitiligo are deficient in are folic acid, which is a B vitamin, vitamin B12, and vitamin C. Pantothenic acid is shown to have some deficiency. But also when you add pantothenic acid, which is also a B vitamin, there's some research showing that it supports repigmentation. And then the minerals, copper and zinc. So people with vitiligo have low levels of those in general. And there's research showing also that people have repigmented when they add these to their regimen.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to hold. I want to go right back in that vein, but I'm making notes. What I need in my arsenal, you're saying, I need vitamin D, vitamin B, folic acid, and zinc. Those are the four I just wrote on my paper here. Am I correct?
So folic acid, B12, and C are the big three. Pantothenic acid, copper, and zinc. So a total of six. You know, vitamin D, yes, you need it. You can supplement with it, of course, but that is just so easily remedied by 20 minutes a day in the sun.
So is there a multi that will have this combination, or do we need to get these all separate?
You can do them separately, but I put them all together into the Recouleur tablet.
There you go.
Yes. So that had its product launch in 2004. We brought it to market. In 2008, my patent on that was issued. So it comes in a six-month supply bottle, and we did the math, and it's actually cheaper to buy Recouleur than buy all these things in the correct amount and put it together yourself.
Interesting. So I've encouraged people to listen, because we need to be clear on this. How much of this stuff, this list of vitamins, are close to, because folks are telling me, we want natural things. We're ready to eat the grass, if you will. We want it to be as natural as possible. Which of these so close to nature that we definitely can do it without a problem?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you mentioned eating. There really is no such thing as a vitiligo diet. I think just eating a healthy diet is good for general health and helps you set the stage for healing, whether it be from vitiligo or any other thing that ails you. So, you know, some people have gotten some color back from vitamins alone, but everybody's different. That won't happen for everybody. It's a great complement to a doctor-prescribed treatment. So you can do it either way, as a standalone or with a doctor-prescribed treatment, but it is natural, so it is compatible with whatever path you choose.
Okay. That's what we want to hear. Now, what else can – I'm going to come with my other question, but what else can you tell us about vitamins?
What else can I tell you about vitamins?
What else can you tell us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, any excess, for the most part, not absorbed by the body is excreted. Recouleur has a lot of B vitamins, so it gives you some energy. So don't take it before you go to bed. You know, the Bs are energizing. So it has B12, which is clearly a B. Folic acid is a B vitamin. Pantothenic acid is a B vitamin. So people have reported taking Recouleur a little bit higher energy level, which is, you know, which is always a good thing. But all the ingredients in Recouleur also have antioxidant properties. And we keep hearing all over how good antioxidants are for vitiligo.
Yes.
You know, and also overall health. So, you know, antioxidants help with cellular regeneration, the turnover of cells, which is always happening in our body. So when you stimulate through a targeted product like the Recouleur supplement that also has the antioxidant properties, you know, we've gotten some reports, and I don't promise this for everybody. I want to be really, really clear that people who were on whatever doctor-prescribed cream, they added vitamins, and they saw their results accelerate.
Wow. Good to know. Wow. That's good. Are there reviews written on your Recola on your website?
Yes. They are on our website, which is recouleur.com. There's reviews on the product page. And then on a separate page, there are reviews we've collected over the years. So our website launched in 2004 before websites allowed product reviews. The software didn't have that function in it. So.
Yeah.
You know, we saved all those. We even have one customer who bought the Recouleur for his son, and he had really great results. This guy was so excited. He made a video and put it on YouTube about the product.
Wow.
He didn't even tell us. He just did this because he was so happy. And we found it, and we contacted him, and he gave us permission. So we put his video on our website.
That's where
you find the review. Yes.
Awesome. I want to backtrack a little bit to the Recouleur and the B that you're saying is in it. It's strong. I don't know if strong is the correct word, but you made mention of not using it in the evening because it'll boost your energy. So this is something that you'll take with your lineup of medication to take in the morning what you're saying.
We suggest that you take it with a meal. And of
course,
when you're taking vitamins or any medication, it's always good to drink a lot of water.
But because of the vitamin B in it, this is not one that you should take in the afternoon or at bedtime. Take it in the morning.
You know, Well, yeah, you know, in the morning, during the day is best, you know, right. Yeah. So we were, you know, don't take it at bedtime.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to check the reviews because I guess what I'm wondering is, has there been any reports of someone that said that this has really worked to the point of all of my color, or just about half of my color is all back from taking this vitamin?
Yeah, you know, any vitiligo treatment takes consistency
time.
And it takes time. No matter what you're trying or what you're doing.
Oh, yes.
You have to use it regularly and you have to use it over time. And even after you repigment, you can reduce your treatment that you're doing. But if you eliminate it completely over time, you will lose the new color that you gained. And this is true for all the vitiligo treatments that I know of.
You're certainly correct on that because, you know, from personal experience, I can say that too. Now, on your journey with vitiligo, taking your own products and whatever else you've tried, where would you say you are in this journey? Or let's begin with, at one point, how much of your vitiligo was gone? 80%, 90%, all of your, you know, where were you on the journey now?
Yeah, you know, my vitiligo never fully repigmented. And I think that comes down to the human factor of consistency. So typically what I do is I start treating in the spring and then I treat throughout the summer, you know, the spring, summer, and fall. And then in winter, I stop treating because I'm wearing long sleeves in the Midwest. It's cold. So I'm, you know, you'll see less of it. And, you know, I think we can reach a plateau in our treatments. So this gives my body a break, and it gives me a break. And then I usually start again in the spring. So right now I do have white spots. The only treatments that I'm using at the moment are Recolor vitamins. I'm not really doing anything else. Just it's been... You know, everybody's gone through quite a lot in the last year and a half with the COVID pandemic and different things. And we had a family tragedy earlier this year. So I have not been as consistent as I have been, you know, with the following through. But there's the human side of it.
Now, I know you have the website. Folks can purchase on the website, but we know that there's these amazing stores and GNC in various spots. Are you in any of these locations that are out there?
Yeah, great question. No, we are not. The product is for sale on Amazon, so you can buy through Amazon, and you can also, of course, like you said, buy directly through our web store.
Well, that's good to know because we want to encourage people, please, when you're going on to purchase this product, if you use Amazon Smile and select Vit Friends, they'll give us a donation of 1% of that purchase that you've made. So please try to do that and get involved in this, what Audrey is selling, because, again, Audrey is a member of our community. So let's support our community. Audrey, strange question for you. And at the same time, before I even ask this question, I want to throw this to the audience. We're going to keep the telephone lines open at 516-666-9973. Again, 516-666-9973. If you have any questions, vitamin questions, vitiligo questions for our special guest, the line will remain open at this point. My question to you, Audrey, I love, love, love your book. Even before opening the very cover, the cover is so attractive. How did you get there? It's so nature-like.
Thank you. Thank you. So first of all, I have to tell you, your reaction makes me so happy. You know, the sunflower is my happy flower. You'll see it's on the cover of the book.
Yes.
It's also part of our logo because it's such a joyful flower.
What's the message that you believe you're giving off with that picture?
Health and happiness.
Ah. We receive that. That's beautiful. I love it. Every time I touch it, it makes me feel so bright or something. It just does something.
Nice.
The brightness of the cover and, you know, and it's packed and loaded. So we're encouraging our community to check it out. This is the first time and won't be the last time that Audrey will be here to tell us. And listen, from kids, we've all been told, to take your vitamins, the importance of vitamins. Mm-hmm. Was that done to you as well?
We did take some vitamins as I was growing up. When I was growing up, my family didn't have a lot of money, and my mom also knew about nutrition. And so she made very healthy meals for us. Cheese puffs and root beer, that was party food. That was not an everyday snack.
Right.
My mom knew that she didn't want to spend the money on those kinds of things because there was no nutrition in them. And she wanted us to grow up healthy and right and strong. She just had a good general knowledge of nutrition and what was good to help your body grow right. We did take some vitamins here and there as I was growing up. So I would say that's part of how it started. I had that in my framework of how I see the world and how I see things.
Mm-hmm. My thing with vitamins, like I said, I have to always, in the regimen of things, vitamin D is there because of learning from my first visit to the dermatologist that, you know, the lack of vitamin D and sitting out in the sun. I know for me, sitting out in the sun is a problem because just to take the time to put on all the sunblock, especially around my neck, gets burnt so easily. And so I'm one of the people that don't get out there that much. So, yes, I need to double up, if you will. What is the percentage of vitamin D that I need?
How many units of vitamin D do you need?
Yes.
I am not sure how much vitamin D. I don't take it myself. So.
Okay.
And we didn't put it in the Recouleur tablet because everybody is different, right? So you're one to not go into the sun, so you're wanting and needing to take a supplement, right, a vitamin D tablet. You know, other people are getting enough sun to create enough vitamin D. They don't need to take a supplement. So that's why it's not in Recouleur.
But the others that you mentioned, the B and the C and the zinc and the folate, those are included, but not D. So if you take a Recouleur, you may need to still take some other things.
Right. Yes. Depending on your individual situation. Yes. You would, you know, if you are vitamin D deficient, then yes, you would need to add a vitamin D supplement, you know, and or get out in the sun a little more. You know, we did a study when Recouleur was under development, and one of the people in the study lived in the city of Chicago. And he took the bus. And being out in the sun at the bus stop was enough exposure for his body to naturally make the right amount of vitamin D that he needed.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not against supplementing with vitamin D. You know, mm-hmm. there are plenty of people who don't get enough sun or can't or choose not to for different reasons or are just mm-hmm. aren't able to. But vitamin D is known to be deficient in people with vitiligo, and in general, you know, we're spending more time inside these days. It is
right.
causing vitamin D deficiency.
Right. Now, vitiligo is part of the autoimmune set of the diseases, family of diseases. And so I know that when I look at vitamins in the store, mm-hmm. I always look to see that it says on the bottle that it'll boost my immune. Is that something that we should do? What do you think?
Let me start with a little background. Vitiligo is not definitively autoimmune. For many people, it is autoimmune, but not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That aside, for those that it is, for many, it's an overactive autoimmune system attacking the melanocytes. Melanocytes are the little pigment-producing cells, and those pigment-producing cells make the color. Their colors are hair, skin, and eyes. So if your vitiligo is autoimmune-based, you do not want to boost your autoimmune system because the autoimmune system is overactive and attacking
already?
Your melanocytes. So,
wow.
you
so we've been, a lot of us have been doing the opposite then.
Well, this is not the first time I've heard this.
Wow.
So, yes. So, you know, when you break it down, right? So when you break it down like that now, you know, if your vitiligo is not, you know, autoimmune based, you know, then you might want to take something that boosts your immune system for other reasons, but not for your vitiligo.
I can tell you right now, sitting here, I'm dumbfounded because I've heard from several people that they have, because we're saying, oh, vitiligo is part of the autoimmune diseases, category of diseases. I have friends with vitiligo that have stocked up on, bought extra, taken more of your cod liver oil, your this, your that, to boost
mm-hmm.
the immune system, and you're saying that is totally wrong.
Well, I mean, there's always individual specific cases.
Yeah.
But in general, yes, you know, that you don't want to boost your immune system. You know, for many people, their vitiligo is autoimmune, but that is not true for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people who get vitiligo through dietary and vitamin deficiencies. Dr. Leopoldo Montes, which is, you know, he talks about people who, you know, move from the mountains of Argentina to a very holistic health, from a very holistic, healthy diet, who move mm-hmm. to Buenos Aires for better jobs. And along with moving from these rural areas where they were gardening and
right.
their own growing their own food,
mm-hmm.
when they moved to Buenos Aires for better jobs, their diet also changed. It became
yes.
more Western. And they
yes.
ate white bread and chips
yes.
and
yes.
other foods that have minimal and in some cases negative
mm.
vitamin impact. And they got vitiligo. So
wow.
that was a big reason Dr. Leopoldo Montes did his research. So he was the director of dermatology at the Research Structural Center in Mobile, Alabama. He's also a professor emeritus of dermatology in Mobile, Alabama. So there's some people who get vitiligo from vitamin and deficiency and poor diet. Some people can get vitiligo through a shock from a fall, a shock from an accident.
Right.
There is vitiligo through chemical contact. Mm-hmm. So there's an ingredient that hardens rubber, mm-hmm. and it can trigger vitiligo. So there is a documentation of people in a factory who had to wear heavy-duty rubber gloves for their work to protect mm-hmm. them. And all of them got vitiligo on their hands because they were rubbing against the rubber. And rubber, many rubber, it has this ingredient, right, that hardens the rubber. They were exposed to it. They all got vitiligo. So there's chemical exposure such as this to certain chemicals and compounds, which can cause vitiligo. I've been shopping for different, swimsuits, underwear, and pantyhose. And on some of these, I see on the waistband, the mm-hmm. rubber is exposed. It's the way the garment is made. I avoid those, right? Because I'm already susceptible to white spots.
Right.
I don't need more of those.
Wow.
Yes.
No. Now, one of the deficiencies in the Black community is vitamin D. And so we're told to double up, on the vitamin D, but now you have me thinking.
Mm-hmm. If that is what your blood test results show, and by all means, yes, if they show vitamin D deficiency, then yes, you need to do something about it. Supplement and or get a little more sun.
Yeah, probably going the natural route, getting a little more sun, lather on the sunblock and get out there.
Well, or supplement if you need to. If that's what your doctor suggests, yes.
Yeah. Wow. And changing things up a little bit. You've mm-hmm. been around vitiligo for the last 20 years, and all that you've seen, all that you've heard, what do you see? What's the future? What do you see as far as this condition and from your research and vitamins and all of that? What are you seeing? What are you feeling?
Repigmentation is possible now. There are so many treatments currently available. I would say pick one, try it. Stick with it. Remember, consistency and continued use is the key. So pick a treatment. Try it. Stick with it. I think you'll be happy with the results. Add recouper vitamins, but really repigmentation is possible now.
I know that there's Dr. John Harris, world-renowned, mm-hmm. and Dr. David Rossman. They're working on, I think it's Roxorlin or something right now. Have you heard mm-hmm. anything about that? What's your take?
I really haven't followed any studies that are underway at the moment. I'm more familiar with things that are currently on the market.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I believe they're in probably stage 3 of the trials and looking to head to the FDA within months, I believe. So, when I talk about the future, I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. I said, oh, okay, I didn't know that.
I hope I'm not talking out of turn or putting things out that are not 100%. But I know they're working on this product. I know that it's in second or third stage and on routes to the FDA. They want that FDA approval. And I believe some of the people that it's been tested on that are in the study have shown, you know, positive results. And so, you know, again, like you just said, whatever we're going to use, whatever we're going to do, stick with it.
Yes.
You said that so many times.
Yes.
Any more books coming from Audrey anytime in the near future?
Oh, my goodness. Big sigh. Not in the near future. I've been working on a new book. It does, you know, it has a lot of information about treatment and how they work, the, you know, the pros and cons of each one.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not ready for publication. There's a lot of work that still needs to be done on it. But so I do have a manuscript, but it's not done. And Valerie, I couldn't even give you a date as to when possibly this could be finished, published, and available.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you said it so many times before. Everything takes time.
It takes time. Yeah.
So we won't rush it.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't rush it. And
right.
You know, it's the balance of you know, I run the business. You know, this is my passion. So you can really say that vitiligo changed my life because I'm doing what I do today because of the vitiligo.
Right.
And probably the same for you. You're doing today.
Absolutely.
Right. It changed your life too.
Yeah. It certainly did. And when I tell you it's my passion, I mean it's my 24/7 passion. I live, breathe, talk. It's all vitiligo for me. I know, I don't know how you feel, but my greatest desire is to one day see a National Vitiligo Act, which would support your work, my work, the work of these dermatologists that are working so hard. What are your thoughts on something like that?
Well, I think I'd first like to better understand what would a National Vitiligo Act entail? Like, what would be maybe some of, you know, the principles behind it? But in theory, it sounds great. And if it helps advance the cause of vitiligo,
I would think so, because based on the document that Senator Perrin Mitchell crafted in 1975, presented to Congress, and it didn't get anywhere. Based on him doing it again, the document number, it is HR 3520, 1975, and presented again on the House floor in 1977, asking for funding for research, asking for funding, for us, one of the things that we're looking to see, should this, you know, should we be able to kickstart this for real, reactivate the 1975 and 1977 document. We want funding. We want education material to list vitiligo as a disease. We want bullying to stop. We want the language in insurance company list this condition as a mere cosmetic disease. It is not. And so here in Boston, we had Tufts Medical that was not covering vitiligo. And so if the National Vitiligo Act were to kickstart and folks get behind it and get it going. Right now in Minnesota, something out there is not covering for folks. We want coverage. You know, so it's a list of things. We just want the document that was presented on the House floor in 75 and 77 to be looked at again. Anybody could get a copy. It's right online, HR 2530. and to reactivate and add some new things to it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like if that passed, it would do a lot of good.
We pray. We can only pray that it happens. Mm-hmm. We can only pray that it happens. Help in your work, help you to do more research as well, and get us some more vitamins and, you know, all around. It's for the community, you know?
Yes, sir.
Any idea of a children's book? You're an author, and you're doing books basically on vitamins, but I don't know. I figure let me just throw that at you. A children's book.
Yeah. You know, that is a very fun idea. There are some great books out there already, I think it would be hard for me to do any better than what's already out there. And I think some of those books are actually on your website, aren't they?
I'm going to
pop over there right now. And see
we're listed. Yes.
Yes. So you've got some great children's books on your website. I know if people buy them through Amazon, you get a percentage back to help support your organization.
Yes.
So I will leave it with them. They did good.
You won't touch that, right?
I won't touch it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So as we close, what's the future for Audrey? Where does Audrey go from here? I know we're still sitting on the edge of a pandemic and the world is still, you know, the numbers here in Massachusetts are climbing again. What's the future like, you think, for Audrey?
Yeah. You know, I think continuing to research and also testing products. You know, we've got some other things on the website. I think our reputation has been for bringing thoughtful, well-researched, high-quality products and making them available for people with vitiligo. So I see that continuing. You know, everything on the site, I've tried myself and stand by it. So I think that's the trajectory.
Yes. Well, we salute your work. We thank you for supporting Vic Friends. We've given your books out to folks. And again, I grab it some on a gray day, just picking up the cover and looking at the cover. It picks me up. And so I want to thank you for your work, continued success. We're here if you need us. We're here to support you. And we will continue to tell folks about your work and about your book. Thank you so much for giving me time today. I totally appreciate it. And your last word to someone, what's your last word to somebody out there listening before you leave us?
That you should choose for yourself how you feel about your own vitiligo.
Choose for yourself.
Yes, choose for yourself. Don't let somebody dictate or tell you how to feel. Feel how you feel about your vitiligo, and don't let anybody tell you how to feel about it.
Good. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Words to live by, because it's your life. And as Oprah would say, live your best life now. Don't let anybody tell you. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, live your best life now. Yeah.
That's right.
And part of that is you decide.
Absolutely. It's your job. It's your life. I say thank you. And from our family to your family, we bless you. We thank you. We look forward to continuing our partnership, our working relationship. And we're letting folks know, get online, get to the reviews, see what you're offering. Even an ebook is out there. So thank you, Audrey. Thank you for today.
Valerie, thank you. It's been my pleasure. Any questions, I invite people to use the Contact Us form on the website. And, you know, we'll answer all of your questions and check in at Recouleur, RECOULEUR.com. Valerie, thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure and such a joy talking with you today.
You as well. Thank you so much. God bless. Stay safe.
You too.
Bye-bye
now.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, my conversation with Audrey, and I would encourage you to get on her website. I'm sorry I don't have it on my before me, but I will be posting it just as soon as I can. But I want to thank her for giving me some time today, and to all of the Vitiligo community, we love you. We ask that you continue to use wisdom to stay safe, to abide by the state laws, to abide by the rules and regulations, whether you're covering or not covering. It's your life, or as Audrey would say, it's your body. Don't let anybody tell you how to live it and how to deal with your vitiligo. But we want to be safe. We encourage safety. Safety is key. Safety saves lives. And special words to our children as you prepare to go back into the classroom. Be safe. Be safe. Listen to your teachers. Pay attention. You're there to get your education. Stay focused. And to Pen Pal Patch Children, we are excited for the upcoming event on August 29th. It's a back-to-school event. Oh, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it at all. The special guest is Lori Mitchell from California, and everyone is, I would believe, is familiar with her book, entitled Different Just Like Me. The teens group, the Purple Patch teens group, had the privilege of their guest last month was her daughter, April Mitchell, who the book is all about. So we're happy that this family is working and partnering and supporting our work and the efforts that we're doing. Again, this is VitFriends. We are a national vitiligo support community. My name is Valerie Molyneux, president and CEO, and it's my delight, my pleasure, like I said earlier, to welcome Houston Vitiligo Awareness Movement as a member of the VitFriends family. Vitiligo of Dallas, now a member of the VitFriends family. We just thank God for the growth and for what's happening in our community. In our community, we are one united community. And whatever we do, the efforts is for the entire unit, for the entire body. May God bless you. We love you. Continue to visit our website, www.vitfriends.org. We just posted the information about the Pen Pal Patch program. They have their very own page. We're excited about another art class coming up in October, so be on the lookout for that. You can always call us 24/7. Call us to find out if there's a group in your area. Call those when you get on the call, 844-374-3639. There is an extension for all of our groups. Of course, Texas is not up there yet, but any group that you'd like to talk with, they have an extension that you can just press whatever that number is. If there's not an extension for your group, you then need extension number one, which is Boston. VitFriends also welcome Martine Bernstead as our new corporate secretary working with us. here in Boston, and we're excited about that as well. Lots happening. We're delighted to have My Vitiligo's team as our podcast sponsor. Continue to look for us. Mark Braxton has his show that is Living Life and Love with Vitiligo. Tiffany Grant of New York, she has a show addressing the issues of women. And so you want to get a listen to that. And our newest show would be starting, I guess, within a month or so by our Houston, Texas leader, Diane Tribbett. And that show is Faith, F-A-I-T-H, Faith for the Journey. Listen, this journey called vitiligo can be hard sometimes. So Faith for the Journey is what you're going to need. God bless you. Stay well. Stay safe. Vic friends, we love you. Bye-bye for now.